From Spokane Public Radio, it's SPR News Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's January 6th, 2026. On today's show, Coeur d'Alene swears in a new mayor and has to appoint a replacement for an empty council seat. Plus, members of Washington's Venezuelan community are conflicted about the Trump administration's strike on their home country. And a new bilingual driving school is making it easier for Spanish speakers in eastern Washington to become self-sufficient. Those stories and more coming up on SPR News Today. Dan Gookin will become the mayor of Coeur d'Alene at tonight's swearing-in ceremony. He gives up a city council seat. SPR's Eliza Billingham has more on the three candidates who could be appointed to fill it.
Coeur d'Alene City Council is considering three candidates this week to take Gookin's vacated seat. Tanya Kopich is a pharmacy technician for Heritage Health with decades of experience coordinating teams and government compliance. Her daughter is a teenager in the Coeur d'Alene School District. Dan Scheckler is a lawyer who has previously served on the Bonner County Planning and Zoning Commission. He also founded Coeur d'Alene Youth Sailing. William Todd Tundy is a real estate agent who has served as a Post Falls City Council member, Post Falls Highway District Commissioner, and a Kootenai County Commissioner. He's also a board member of Green Idaho Foundation, which distributes funds to North Idaho nonprofits. The interviews start at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning. Whoever is appointed by the council will serve for the next 2 years. I'm Eliza Billingham, reporting.
Washington public health officials say the Trump administration's drastic reduction in recommended childhood vaccines could make disease outbreaks more likely. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is slashing the number of vaccines routinely recommended for all kids from 17 shots to 11. The changes see jabs like those against hepatitis A and B, meningitis, and rotavirus removed from the CDC's schedule. In a statement, Washington's health department says these changes were made without the standard scientific review process and are, quote, not based on any new evidence about vaccine safety or effectiveness, end quote. Washington State's own vaccine recommendations, which are based on the American Academy of Pediatrics, have not changed. Members of Washington's Venezuelan community say they're watching a precarious situation play out in the country after the ousting of leader Nicolas Maduro during a U.S. military raid. And as KUOW's Noel Gasca reports, some are conflicted.
Graciela Nunez-Vargas left Venezuela when she was 7. Now 31, she considers the United States her adopted home. Vargas says she does not support Maduro, but she's also concerned what the U.S.'s intervention in the country means for Venezuelans.
How can you hope when all you've known is like despair and chaos, whether at the hands of an authoritarian regime or at the hands of like military intervention?
Vargas says she can't even begin to envision Venezuela's future. She's just focused on its survival. For now, she hopes the world doesn't lose sight of Venezuelans' humanity. I'm Noel Gasca in Seattle.
Spanish language speakers in Spokane have a new option when they're looking to study for their driver's licenses. Latinos in Spokane has launched a bilingual driving school called Rutas Seguras, or Safe Routes, driving school. Latinos in Spokane Executive Director Jennifer Mesa says the organization hopes to break down language barriers for Spanish-speaking community members. And she says driving packages are less than $400 for both teens and adults, making it more accessible for low-income families.
Safer roads is a benefit for all of us, not only for the individual that's driving, but for pedestrians, for the entire community.
Previously, Spokane residents needed to travel as far as Yakima, Pasco, or even Seattle to complete driving courses in Spanish. According to the 2025 City of Spokane's Racially Disparate Impacts Analysis, about 8% of the population is Latino. About 3% primarily speak Spanish at home. Idaho's House Speaker has chosen one of his deputies to lead the state's Legislative Budget Committee. As James Dawson reports, Eagle Republican Josh Tanner will take on the new role.
Tanner, who serves as the assistant House Majority Leader, says he takes the appointment seriously. In a statement, he said, quote, "Every dollar appropriated represents money trusted to us by working Idahoans. That trust demands discipline, accountability, and a firm commitment to spend only what is necessary and nothing more," end quote. Tanner has routinely been one of the most conservative members of the Joint Finance and Appropriations Committee, or JFAC. In the past, he's called for cutting funding for Idaho Public Television and the complete elimination of the voter-approved Medicaid expansion program. Tanner takes over for former Representative Wendy Horman, who recently took a job in the Trump administration. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.
The penny is being phased out across the U.S., and retailers are devising their own solutions for returning change to customers who pay for their purchases in cash. SPR's Murrow News fellow Monica Carrillo-Casas tells us how one Spokane thrift store is addressing the issue.
Right in front of Global Neighborhood Thrift's register reads a sign that tells customers no pennies are needed. While they still accept them, all cash purchases will be rounded to the nearest nickel.
It's not causing a problem in regards to the speed of the transaction. It was just a learning curve for our customers who do pay with cash. So I don't think people were quite prepared. I mean, we weren't prepared.
That was Julie Kimball Bryant, Global's Director for Social Enterprise and Programs. She says the thrift store began this transition a couple of months ago after they went to the bank and were told pennies weren't being produced anymore. She says the nonprofit takes a lot of pennies. It has about 300 transactions a day, with about a third of them being in cash. I'm Monica Carrillo-Casas reporting.
The National Weather Service says Spokane had a wetter than usual fall, but the drought conditions from a dry 2025 remain. The Weather Service says October starts the wet season, and since October 1st, Spokane has gotten 7.8 inches of rain, compared to the normal 5.9 inches. But even with the wet autumn, the total rainfall for all of last year was more than an inch and a half below normal. Spokane meteorologist Jeremy Wolf says the lack of mountain snowpack does not bode well for the area's drought rating.
The current drought monitor for the Spokane area does still have a moderate drought in place, given that we still have some longer-term dryness, and that drought does extend up into northeast Washington and north Idaho, and there's a few areas that are even classified as severe drought.
The areas with the worst drought conditions in northeast Washington include portions of Ferry, Stevens, and Ponderay counties. Idaho teachers are getting paid more on average this school year, according to state data. Reporting from our partner, Idaho Ed News, shows the average salary is up more than 5%, the second highest hike in the last 5 years. The highest average salary statewide is at the Coeur d'Alene Charter School, Kootenai Bridge Academy. Of traditional public school districts, Lapway, Moscow, Lake Ponderay, Lewiston, and Genesee make up half of the top 10 list for average pay. Aside from Kootenai Bridge Academy, the only other North Idaho district to make the top 10 public charter schools for average pay is Coeur d'Alene Charter Academy. An Idaho State Police officer is getting an award for his life-saving actions in Bonner County this spring. Specialist Travis Booker responded to a medical emergency in Sagal in late May, using his defibrillator and administering CPR for an unresponsive man until paramedics arrived. Medical personnel credit Booker's actions with the man's ultimate survival. Booker will be promoted to detective and get the ISP's life-saving award in a ceremony Thursday afternoon in Coeur d'Alene. SPR News Today is a production of Spokane Public Radio. Reporting today was contributed by Eliza Billingham, Noel Gasca, Monica Carrillo-Casas, James Dawson, Steve Jackson, and me, Owen Henderson. I'm also the host and producer. Thanks for listening. It's SPR.